I have attended the medal parade, and it was a wonderful parade. And then I also met with all our IPOs, the individual police officers. And we had some discussions on what's ongoing, how they're working in the POC site, and what we can do from Juba headquarters to support them, and different issues which they were concerned about.
First, start with the police parade. What is it all about?
The SRSG has, on his behalf, I'm handing out medals to the uniformed personnel, which are 240 formed police units or police officers from Rwanda who have served here for 1 year. And after their service, they receive a medal as a recognition of the service, the time they have served with UN. So it's a recognition from the UN to say thank you for the service. So every police officer who works in UNMISS and in UN will receive this medal. And so I do it on behalf of SRSG.
In the meeting with the police officers, was there anything that you want to share with the public in that meeting? What did they tell you?
No, they told me mainly about how challenging it is to work in the POC site because of the conflict ongoing in this area. There has been a tremendous influx in the POC site, the protection of civilians site. And this site is completely UNPOL or the United Nations police responsibility. So we are there to protect the civilians 24/7. We do this both with our individual police officers and with the formed police units. So of course with this influx where we have increased the numbers to way far 44,000 or something, there's also the ethnic conflicts are ongoing. So it's a very stressful situation, but we work hand in hand with the humanitarians and to provide shelter and protect the civilians, which is part of our mandate.
Of recent, the outbreak of cholera was announced by the Minister of Health, and it happened to be from Malakal. Was it cited in the meeting by the police officers there? Did they say anything about it?
No, well, we didn't discuss it because we know about the outbreak, and all our police officers are aware of it. They work in, we have to work there, so we have to take precautions and also to support the humanitarians when they're doing their work to take care of the population there. So we are aware, but we have to do our job. So we're there to support the humanitarians and the medical assistance, and we are responsible for the security. It's not force, it's the police who are responsible for the security inside this protection of civilian sites. So it's a very important job, and we, regardless of cholera or other COVID, we have to be there. So we take precautions and we support the people there as much as we can, which is part of our job. That's why we're there.
So about the medals, is it only in Malakal that you have been giving out these medals?
No, as I said, all police officers, we have 1,700 police officers located in the 10 states here in UNMISS. So we have police officers here in Juba, we have in all the 10 states, and they all receive medals. So I hand out medals 4 times a year to the formed police units. We have one Ghana FPU in Bentiu. We have Rwanda FPU in Malakal. We have 2 FPUs here in Juba. We have one from Nepal and one from Rwanda. And then here in Juba, I also hand out about, 49 times a year, I hand out the medals to the contingents. And we have 49 or 50 different PCCs, police contributing countries, in UNMISS. So I do this all the time to recognize the service of the police officers. It's very important, and it's also a strong recognition from the UN and from the SRSG to recognize the service the uniformed personnel does for UNMISS.
What do you want to say last?
I want to say it has been a very nice day. I'm always happy to meet my people, to discuss with them, to say thank you, and also to encourage them to keep up their excellent work. And I also met with the HOFO, the head of the field office, Madame Lida, and I met with her team. I met with the sector commander. And it's very good to meet the people, and especially for me, located here in Juba, it's very important to travel to Malakal and see how the work environment, what are the challenges ongoing there, and how can we support from Juba. So I very much enjoy traveling to the field offices. So it's been a good day. I also met with the governor and the police commissioner and the ministers in Upper Nile State. So it was very fruitful discussions. And it's always good to meet the local police commissioner. commissioner and to discuss what challenges do we have? How can we solve them together? We're here to support the SSMPS and to protect the civilians and to train and build capacity with the local police.